Welcome to Madlit Musings, the podcast where we dive into the minds of authors, exploring the profound realms of faith, social issues, and the delightful world of entertainment. I'm your host, Jamie Jill Wright, and on this literary journey, you never quite know what you're going to get. A big shout out and thank you to this episode's sponsor, Tyndale Publishing. Their commitment to delivering faith-inspired narratives aligns seamlessly with our goal here at Madlit Musings to explore the deeper questions of faith and social issues through the power of storytelling. Hey everyone, it is Jamie Jill right here at Madlit Musings, and today I'm super excited because I have with me Becca Kinzer, and I usually ask how the last name's pronounced before I hit record. Did I do it correct?
You nailed it. Yes. Nailed it. Yes.
Yes. Love it. Becca, I'm really happy to have you here. Welcome.
I'm excited to be here. When I got the email that said Jamie invited you onto the podcast, I was like, yes, yes. Like, I made myself wait, you know, a few minutes, be like, I don't want to come across desperate. But then as soon as 6 minutes went by, I was like, yes, tell her yes, I'll be there.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't realize that the podcast was that exciting, to be honest. Oh, but
yeah.
You've arrived.
People it is. Yeah.
You've arrived.
I was on the Jamie podcast.
And my five listeners. No.
Yes, my mom will be like, woo.
I know. Hey. She'll be so excited.
I did brag about it to my dad because you have a new fan in my dad. He read, was it the Castle of
Vanishing Castle Moreau? Yeah.
Yes. So I think it was fall, because that's when I read your books in the fall. Okay. I need a spooky story.
Right. Right.
And I was reading, I'd read that one. I gave it to my mom because I always like pass along the books to her. Right. And then my dad, he was like, I want a good book, and kind of described what he was looking for. And he wanted a classic. And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, have you read Rebecca? And he was like, no. So mm-hmm. I gave him Rebecca. I'm like, mm-hmm. You have to read Rebecca.
Right.
And about a quarter of the way through, we realized he had read that. That was actually his copy that he had read.
Funny.
Given to me. And I just kept it forever.
So right.
He's like, well, I've already read this. And by then my mom had finished your book and gave it to him. And he loved it. He was like, I'm going to have to check out more of her books. And that was when I told him, I was like, well, I'm going to be on her podcast. So
well, take that, shout dad. Out to Becca's dad.
Yep. So yeah, he was impressed.
I love it. That's so cool. Well, hi, Becca's dad from Jamie Jill Wright. Thank you for reading my books with the pretty pink flowers on the front.
Right. Yes.
Side note, interesting fact about that book. When the first cover came through, it was a beautiful cover, but it had very large apple blossoms. And my first thought was, this is way too beautiful to be one of my books. So I emailed her back. I said, this is great. We have to make it look a lot darker and creepier. So we have to shrink the flowers.
It's still a pretty cover.
It is.
It sets the tone.
Yes.
Appropriately.
But speaking of covers, mm-hmm. Your cover is super fun. There are two people on one. What do they call those? They're not bicycles.
A tandem?
Yes. Is it literally just a tandem bike?
I hope so. That's what I've been telling everybody.
I was thinking there's a really technical term.
Right. All this time I've been calling it the wrong thing.
The title is Love in Tandem.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a tandem bike. I don't know. I just thought there's because you have unicycle and then you have bicycle and then you have tricycle. But this has two seats, so I was thinking maybe there was another
just special cycle name.
A two-seated cycle with wheels. Anyway.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up, Google it. Have we been calling the title the wrong thing?
Well, it's tandem, so tandem makes sense. Okay, anyway, moving along. I'm assuming there's a bicycle with two seats on it in the book.
Not a single one. No, I'm kidding. Yes, there is.
You had me there for a second. I'm like, what?
We wanted to surprise readers. No, it is. Yes. Essentially, the story is about the couple who takes a tandem bicycle trip down the Natchez Trace. It's about 500 miles, a little bit longer than that. So, yes, the tandem plays into the story very much.
Okay, so now the Natchez Trace, Remind me where that is geographically.
Starts in Nashville,
Okay.
Tennessee. And then I think it ends somewhere in like Jackson. I don't know.
Mississippi or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's I think the actual Natchez Trace is like 444
Okay.
miles or something like that. So wherever that takes you down, my characters have to go a little bit further to hit the
Okay.
500 mile mark.
Right.
And my husband and I, kind of the inspiration for the story is we had ridden that
Oh,
trail on
cool.
a tandem.
Wow.
And so that was how I knew of the Natchez Trace, because I hadn't heard of it until he
Okay.
recommended, hey, let's do a bike trip. And I know he, before we met, had ridden from the border of Canada and Minnesota down to New Orleans. And they had ridden
Wow.
on, yeah, the Natchez Trace stretch. So he's like, that's a
Okay.
good stretch where it's like highway, but no commercial traffic
Right.
or whatever.
Right. It's safe for you're not gonna
Yeah,
like get,
so, and
creamed by a semi.
there's a good shoulder, you know, on the road and camping areas along the way. So we had ridden that, and then I was trying to think of what I was going to put my characters through, and it's kind of embarrassing how long it took me to get to, because I'm like, should they walk the Appalachian Trail? Like, I don't know. I have to do a lot of research. I've never done that. And maybe they go cross country. And then finally, it was like, or I could have them do what I experienced personally and don't have to do too much research on, because I, you
Saves you
know,
some time.
yeah. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, I think that's what they need to do.
I've done that before too, where you're kind of like, oh, I want to try something new and different. And then the deadline starts getting closer and closer. And we're like, I'm going to pull this from the filing cabinet of my own experience.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So did you and your husband did it on a tandem? You rode the
Yes,
tandem
we
bike.
did. Yes. So, and initially, this is when we were dating. So we
Okay.
weren't, it was before we were married. It was about 14 years ago now. And, you know, things were going well. And he was like, what would you think? He loves biking. Like, that's his
Okay.
passion.
Well,
He,
I would
his.
say if you have to bike from Canada to New Orleans,
Yeah.
yeah, I hope you like
He likes it. Well, and he's a
it.
teacher, so he gets the
Okay.
summers off. So he had
Oh,
time to do
nice.
that. It took him
Yeah.
like a month. So he was the one, yeah, he recommended the trip. And I'd like to say I was young and in love. I mean, this
Oh,
was in
right.
my, you know, where you're like, yeah, let's take on the world. We'll do this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I bike, like I rode a bike, but I wasn't like, I mean, I didn't have any fancy shorts or any of the stuff for it. I was like, what do I need? And
Padding,
then
lots of padding. Yes.
Yes. And I didn't have an appropriate road bike. There's different types of
Yep,
bikes like you
yep.
have to have, right? And thankfully it was some good friends of ours that they had a tandem bike that was appropriate. They had gotten it, I think, as a wedding gift. And so they're like, well, you could borrow our bike if you wanted. We had never ridden a tandem, but we're like, it saved me from having to buy another bike just for this
Right.
trip. So I was
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
yeah, let's try it. Let's make it work. And so we were the longest. I mean, by the time you have the tandem, plus you put the trailer like on the back, it was like people are going to see us coming. That's for
Oh,
sure. But you don't really take corners very well on that either. We discovered that at the first stop. Like we did truly crash into a bush, and we were just like, okay, we're there. Like 400 and, you know, 80 more miles to go.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah, because I was thinking, to me, the coordination of having to share a bike is one thing. And then you throw a trailer on the back of it.
Yeah. When we pulled off, so we drove down to Nashville area, and my husband had some friends, so we
Okay.
stayed with them, and they took us out, and this is in the, I make a reference to it. Now I can't think of the name of the place. It's in Nashville. It has like Famous Biscuits, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
The
I know
little
what you're talking about.
cafe. Yeah. So
Yep.
they took us there because they're like, it's a, like, you gotta eat
You got
here.
to
It's
eat
a
there, right?
touristy, you know, thing. And that was where we started. Like, we waved, you know, goodbye to them in the parking lot. And there was a moment where we had not really practiced with the trailer or anything else. I mean, then plus we had the extra bags on the side. And I was just like, We're not going to make it out of the parking lot. Like, we are not. We're just going to go sideways.
Call
And
a
then,
friend. Hello, could you come
right.
pick us up? I know it's
Yeah.
been 5 minutes, but this is not
It's
happening.
not going to happen. Yeah. So I just want to make it away from them. So if we crash, we have no
Right,
witnesses or anything.
right,
But
right.
yeah, we made our way. And yeah, that first day it was hilly. And there was many times as my pretty much all the thoughts my character has, like in
Really?
those chapters of like, mistake, I'm gonna die, like, oh my goodness, those were also drawn straight from memories, sweet memories of our trip.
So this is a fiction novel based on a true story.
Yes, it's actually my autobiography. No.
Well, the fact that you've been married for, what did you say, 14 years,
Yes, so
tells
we
us
got
that it was a
married.
successful
It
trip.
was, yeah, we had joked before. We're like, this is gonna be the make it or break
Yeah,
it. Like, we
right.
either we come back like, you know what, we're ready to do this, or we never talk again. Like, somebody picks me up somewhere in Mississippi, you take your own ride. And
Yep.
it worked out. It worked out well. Boy, we learned a lot about each other.
Oh, I
So
bet.
on that trip,
I bet.
I learned I just want to get started. Like, let's get going. We've got, you know, 80 miles to cover.
Right.
Let's get moving. And he's more like lollygagging around in the morning. Let's enjoy. I'm like, enjoy what? We still have to pedal all these miles. So, and that's
Yeah.
us though too,
Yeah.
of where I'm. And I think that's partly from being a nurse too, where I'm like, you don't
That
know
makes
what
sense.
crisis is about to hit. Eat now. Like, 'cause something
Get ahead
could
of things.
go. Yes, stay on top of this day. And he's just like a slower walker. Like, what's the rush? I'm like, I don't know, but we gotta walk fast.
That is so
Perfect.
me and my husband, except role reversal. So he's the one, let's get going, let's do this, let's walk fast, let's plan. And he's thinking like 87 miles ahead and all the possible scenarios, and let's plan for all of them. And then let's get ahead of things so that when something happens, because it will, we're not late. And I'm like, can I have coffee? Can we stop? Oh,
Yeah.
there's a coffee shop. Let's stop.
Right.
We don't have time for coffee. I'm like, where are
No.
we going?
Yeah.
What are we in a hurry
Yeah, he always, every Sunday, like, why do we have to leave and get to church 15 minutes early? I'm like, we just
Yeah.
do. We got to get there. He wants, like, if we don't walk in the moment it's starting, we're too early. Like, why are we here so
See, your
early?
husband and I would totally get each other. 100%. My husband's like, we need to get there early. We need to find where we're going to sit. We don't want to be rude.
Right. Yeah, get a spot.
Get a spot. Yeah. I'm like, we always sit in the same spot. Everybody
I
knows
know.
we sit in the same
They
spot.
know that's our
Anybody who
spot.
dares to sit in our seat will get up and move when we come in. So
Right.
why do we
You
have
just
to get
look
there
at them and be
early?
like, we're here.
Hello, our seats reserved. Come on. Okay, so we've talked a lot about your own personal bike trip. This
Oh
is
yeah, there's
about a
a
book,
book
Love
about
and
it
Tandem.
too. You're right.
So what is the premise of the actual book that we get to read?
All right, that's a good
It
question. Good
is.
question. I bet my publisher would love for me to answer that
Yeah,
question.
Tyndale's like, at some point we'd like you to
Yeah,
talk about the
Becca, we'll
book,
wrap it
Becca.
up.
Come on.
All right. Okay, so this brings back to me. There was another inspiration. This is all about me. My writing career is for me to write books that are actually about me. Sorry, I hate
Hey,
spoilers.
at least you say it aloud and don't try and gloss it over. We just aren't covering the topic of humility today. We
Right,
won't discuss
no,
that.
maybe another book down the road when I learn that lesson. I'll be like, back when I was on a podcast, I learned. All right, so I am a nurse, all right.
Yes.
There was a situation where a patient, this has been years ago,
Okay.
I was working on the trauma unit, and a patient, he'd been in some sort of accident, some sort of trauma. He was not like super, he was. Like, he's gonna make it, okay? He's doing fine, but we had to watch him for a few days, like, make sure. So he tells me, he's like, I got kind of a weird request or favor, and this is before everybody has smartphones. I mean,
Okay.
this is like, if you can really think back to
This
that
is the
time,
olden days,
this is
people.
old, yeah.
If you're under
So
the age of 20 and listening to this,
you
you're
won't
not going to
understand.
understand.
You'd be like,
Google
what
it.
words? She writes historical fiction about her life? What? Like, I don't understand. So he says that he was traveling from out of town, and he had been emailing an old high school friend. And I
Okay.
found out this was a girl high school
Ooh.
friend. Okay, I know, the romance lover in me was
It's
already there.
already the meet cutes coming. I can
Yes,
sense
yes.
it.
So he said, I'm going to be stuck here in the hospital. I have no way to get a hold of her because he didn't have her phone number or anything. And he knew
Right.
she's going to be at this restaurant because that's where they had set up to meet. And so he, I mean, it wasn't too weird of a request. He was just like, can you, if I give you my password to my email, will you log in, send her an email, tell her I'm fine, I'll contact her later. But I mean, I'm just like, this is the most exciting, important thing I've ever done as a nurse. This is your wife that you are about to meet. You're going to name babies
Right.
after the nurse that brought you together. You know, like, yes. And so I'm typing up the
And this
email.
is when Becca got her calling to write her first
Yes.
romance novel.
So I always just loved like that
Yes.
experience.
Yes.
And so when I'm sitting down to like, what can I, you know, rom-com, there's certain tropes. There's, you know,
Right.
those
Oh, yeah.
like, what kind of fun situation? And I kept thinking about that one. But then as the writers, when you're like, okay, so what if he doesn't even have her email? What if they've just set up and
Ooh.
the only way to contact her is like, can you go to the place, the restaurant, and tell her in person? And then it was like, well, okay, then what can go wrong with that? What if, you know, the heroine gets there and now there's maybe someone from her past or that she wasn't expecting there?
Ooh, I like this.
Or what if she tells the wrong person? Like she's never met this person before, you know? So it went,
Right.
that was, so the beginning of the story. It's okay, I should back up. It's about a young small town music teacher trying to save her program, which is obvious from the explanations I've just given.
Oh, I was so tracking with that. You didn't even need to
Yeah, I
segue
don't even
into
know.
that.
Yeah, that was
I mean,
pretty
I was
obvious.
totally thinking music teacher and crashing school program.
Right, when you
That
heard
was
the
so
tandem
tough. Yeah.
hospital, you're like,
Tenabike, love
obviously,
letters, hospitals,
yeah, got
trauma
it.
were there.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, in order to save her program, she's trying to come up with some more like fundraisers, different
Okay.
things. And then, meanwhile, it's her sister who, she's not a nurse, she works in the cafeteria. She's got like a summer job delivering the food trays. And that's when she meets a patient who has that special request. And then she can't accomplish it, but she contacts our heroine. And then that just kind of sends her spiraling off in the situation where, yes, she meets her ex-fiance's brother
Oh.
unexpectedly. Things happen there. And then as the story unfolds, they find themselves kind of brought together and they have this opportunity to enter a challenge that requires riding a tandem bike for 500 miles to win a lot of money. And she needs the money, he needs the money. I mean, it's obvious. They
Oh,
gotta do
I mean,
this.
it's totally obvious. That's what I would do to earn a lot of money,
Right. Sit on a
right?
bike and start pedaling.
With my husband.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, that would be fun. I can see us trying to do that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's like probably the funniest thing about this whole book when I saw the cover was I literally had the thought go through my head. How could it possibly be a romance and not a tragedy?
Yeah, well,
Because you have two people on a tandem bike and they're supposed to fall in love.
yes, that was what someone at my publishing house. I mean, she's like, yeah, my husband and I rode a tandem once and it almost ended our marriage. We've never been on one again. It's like, well, I can see that. Yeah, that's a
Yes,
little bit too.
it is. It does really tell you how you're going to work well together or if you're
Yeah.
not, but.
Well, I always, so obviously my husband and I, the tandem thing worked out well, but I was like, but if you ask us to repot plants together, we have found that that was like one of our biggest fights ever was over repotting the plants. And
Repotting a plant.
yes, it became a thing where I was like, we just need to not do this
Yes.
together. Like, yeah, we love each other too much to end our marriage over plants. So
Right,
let's
right.
just, yeah. This is the
Yeah.
area we can't do. We'll get on a
Th
tandem
that's
bike
fair.
together,
Yeah.
but no
Yeah.
plants.
No, my husband and I are similar in that we would rock climb together all the time, and I think we worked well together. It was fine. But then you put us in a canoe, and it's like World War III meets the
Right.
apocalypse. And then he puts me under this brush thing with spiders hanging down, and that was it. I was like, we're done. We're done. I
Yeah.
don't want to bushwhack in a canoe.
No.
It's not happening. No.
Draw the line there.
Yeah, so we opted for kayaks so that we each have our own kayak and he can
Yes.
bushwhack all he wants and I'll go
Right.
around. I'll portage by myself if I have to.
Yeah, I'll meet you
But
at the camping spot or
right,
whatever at the
exactly.
end.
Yeah. So there are faith elements to this book too. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, we've got obviously we have plenty of tension set up and we've got some romance coming in. How does the faith element kind of weave its way through your novel?
So in this case, the main character, Zach, he is kind of struggling with
Okay.
his faith. He just from life experiences, he's like not really on board. Whereas Charlotte, she is one of those like keeping the faith, just kind of that motto, which is
Yeah.
like everything's gonna work out if I just keep the faith. Like, okay, things aren't looking good for the program, whatever, but I'm gonna keep the faith, keep the faith. And I think then as she goes on the journey, it's kind of like they alternate. Like Zach sees things working out, like
Okay.
whereas she sees things kind of falling apart. And by
Right.
the end, they almost kind of end up on opposite
Yeah.
spectrums where she's like,
Yeah.
you were right. Like, I'm done with this. And I think we had talked before this
Yeah.
about my job as a nurse. A lot of times I'm the whole keeping the faith. It's tough because as a nurse, I see everybody always is trying to keep the faith that everyone's going to get healed. Like on my
Right.
unit, it was like
Right.
if everything works out as we planned, nobody would ever die.
Right.
Everybody would constantly get healed and be able to go home. And that obviously doesn't work out.
Right.
And I think even in my writing career, you know, early on when you're pre-published and you just like, I'm gonna keep the faith. Like you kind of
Right.
hear that, just stick with
Right.
it long enough. But I also, and I mean, eventually, yep, I did get that publishing contract, but I also see other pre-published
Right.
writers who've been at it just as long as I have and haven't gotten it yet.
Right.
And I don't think it's a lack of faith, you know, by any
No.
means.
No.
It's just, so it's more, I think, that lesson of what is actually keeping the faith? Keeping the faith is when your plans, you're not getting necessarily what you want, but you're still trusting God is good, God is in control,
Right.
even when I don't see it working out how I
Yeah.
want it to.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a rom-com. So if you're looking for really, I mean, that's
Deep
a little bit,
theology and apologetics.
yeah.
They're woven in there slightly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's there, but this is more where it was stemming from. And
Yes.
I do try
You
to
know,
weave it in there, but.
I do have to say this though about rom-coms is I do think sometimes in the inspirational fiction world, they might get a little bit of a bad rap because people are like, oh, there wasn't as much faith in it. Or I thought that I'm like, okay, first of all, rom-com stands for romantic comedy.
Right.
Let's get that straight. But I also think that there is a huge value in sometimes having the simplicity, and I'm not saying your concepts are simple. I'm keeping the faith as a very intrinsic and intricate concept, but the concept sometimes being brought to that more simplistic level of fun comedy and just that reminder, keep the faith, keep the faith. Sometimes we don't need to go into these deep dives of like, oh, heavy spirit,
Right.
like a Jamie Jo Wright book where she like takes you
Oh
to the depths
goodness,
of the
don't even get me
grave.
started on
We're like the
that.
complete opposites, right? But you know, I'll pick up like a book like yours and I'll be like, oh, that was so refreshing. It's like jumping in a pool of cool water on a hot summer day, and you just need the basic refreshment of the truth that you know is true.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the great thing about Christian fiction is it's not just one genre. Like
Right.
it's everything. I wouldn't want to just read romantic comedy either. Like I like it. I mean, I love to write it, but I also there's like now, yeah, I want something a little heavier or a little meatier, and then you pick up something different. But then, yeah, I feel like rom-com's kind of the dessert, you know, where sometimes
That's a great way of putting it.
and so when people complain like in my mind, what I'm hearing is I just ate this dessert and it didn't have enough protein. It did not like fill my nutritional needs. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, like look at the
If you want a
cover.
steak with whipped cream and chocolate syrup, we
Right.
can get you one.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the only type of
Right.
story that's supposed to sustain you, especially spiritually, but
Right,
it
right.
is there. Yeah, when you need, everybody needs that lighthearted break. And I do think it serves, definitely serves a purpose. Because I've heard back from readers that are like, I was going through just a stressful time, and your book brought me the laugh I needed at that moment. So I'm like, thank you. Because sometimes, yes, I do feel the like, we're the sitting at the kids' table, the rom-com writers, like they're over there where the serious writers are at the big
That's okay,
table.
because if we were at the same dinner, I would be sitting out in the garage under lock and key. So at least you get the kids' table.
The table,
I'm hidden away in the broom
right.
closet.
You're being like maybe in the basement, like don't ignore
Exactly.
that sound. It's fine. It's just the
It's fine.
furnace.
It's just Jamie Jo writes books.
Right.
Oh, fun. I love it. Okay, so this is book two in your career. You do have another novel out, but they are not linked at all. So either one of them
No.
can be read on their own. They're both
Yes, you don't
standalones,
have to
correct?
keep track of characters or any of that, so.
I do kind of like that. I'm more of a, I mean, I read series, but I'm more of a standalone person if I have to pick.
I am too. I like series, they're fine, but I feel like I have to keep track, even though you usually don't, where they're like, oh, you can read this. It doesn't matter if you've read the others. But then I feel like, no, I need to read the
There's
others, I
something
think.
psychological when you're on book three
Yes.
first. You're like,
Right.
no, but
Yeah. There was probably an inside joke that I didn't get because I haven't read one and two.
Exactly. Or that janitor was probably in book number one and I didn't get to meet him there.
Right.
Oh, super fun. Readers who want to follow you and get to know you, where is the best way to do that?
Well, as far as social media, Instagram's my favorite. That is where I like to share all my book kind of fun. But otherwise, the good old newsletter.
Hey,
You
hey,
can go to,
hey.
BeccaKinzer.com and sign up for my newsletter.
Awesome.
And then you'll for sure get all the updates and news.
Yeah, sounds good. And I just realized as I voiced that question, I should probably word it differently because it sounded like, what's your home address
I
so we
know.
can
Well, I
come
was
out and
almost going to make a
stalk you on your
joke
front porch?
to be like, well, but then I was like, I don't know how to make that joke without actually
What's the
giving my
best way for
address.
readers to find you? Can you give us the coordinates?
Right.
That would be great.
Springfield. Yeah. If you
Latitude
want to
and
roam
longitude.
around, right, you might bump into me.
Leave it to Jamie to ask that question. How can he best come and cause you
I mean, you could
creepiness?
get into an injury. I might be your nurse if you're in the Springfield area. That's one way to meet me. Don't recommend it, but
I'm gonna try to avoid that because I'll be in the hospital bed and you'll come in and be like, ha, payback,
no.
Jamie, payback.
Right.
And I can see the like vial going up through the syringe and
Yes.
then drips. Oh, super fun. All right, so Becca Kinzer, KINZER, correct?
Yes. All
Dot
right, so I do
com.
have to say, there
Okay.
was one time, because you're like saying the name, there was one person who did get my name wrong. I submitted a question to this podcast. I've been listening to it for a long time, like big time fan, and they chose my question. And
Ooh.
they're like, as they're saying the question, I'm like, that's my question. And they said it was submitted by Becca Kinsey. And I was just
Oh.
like, oh, yeah, that one.
That's a letdown.
Kinsey, I knew it was.
I mean,
And
there's
so
an R on the end. How do you miss
I
the R? There's no such
exact
thing as a silent
no.
R.
Yeah. And I even checked my email, like, did I spell my name wrong? And I was like, no, it's there.
It's
So
there.
there are people that do
I
get it
have,
wrong occasionally. So,
but not here at Mad
but
Lit
not
Musings.
here. And this is why my dad loves you. You get the names right.
Yes, sir, I will do that. Oh, this is awesome. Well, everybody, if you have not read a Becca Kinzer book and you want to, you can go to her website. She's got all the information there. Also available from Tyndale Publishing, available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all the places you can find your
All the
favorites.
places, yeah.
Yes. Yep. Look up Love in Tandem. And then what was the title of your book prior to this?
Dear Henry, love Edith.
Dear Henry, love Edith, or Love in Tandem. Buy them both in tandem.
Yes, if you can't make the decision, just get them
Just
both.
get them both. That's what I say. Get them both. And then be sure that you leave reviews because authors love reviews. And frankly, so do the algorithms. So let's be honest. Reviews help an author. It's the best love gift you can give to an author besides showing up on their back porch. And that's just creepy. So don't do that. No. Okay.
Review, yeah.
Yeah, review. All right. Well, this has digressed significantly. So I think we're just gonna end the podcast.
Five more minutes, I'll be like, you want me to play the piano? I'll be over there. So we should probably just like
Yeah, let's just quit. We'll
cap
just quit
it,
while we're
yeah, right
ahead because then I'll
now.
start singing and everybody will start
Yeah.
howling and it's just gonna get really bad fast. So,
Right.
we are recording this the day after the eclipse. So everybody should have a
Yeah.
little bit of grace because nobody's really in their right mind at this moment.
Right.
We're gonna blame it on that.
There we go.
Oh, Becca, thank you so much for being part of the podcast today. It was great having you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining Mad Lit Musings, where every conversation is a journey and every book is a new adventure. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast player or check us out on YouTube and let's explore the fascinating intersection of faith, society, and storytelling together.